Hello, it's Tessa, one of the news editors here at Manx Radio, back with you for another episode of Newscast. Today, it's about the power of the motorcycling community. Now, if you follow motorbike racing, and in particular the TT, you'll know that racer Maria Costello was involved in a crash during the second lap of the first qualifying session for the sidecars. Cast your mind back to Tuesday, the 26th of May, and you might recall that the session was red flagged due to an incident at Brandish. That incident was what Maria's manager, Alan Gardner, has described as a horrific accident. Maria and her passenger, Sean Parker, hit a hare. And that has had life-altering consequences for Maria, who was marking 30 years of racing around the TT Mountain course. She broke her back and has been left paralysed. She also suffered a broken arm, multiple broken ribs, a grade 4 large liver laceration, a broken nose and eye socket, lacerations between her eyes, and a broken sternum. Passenger Sean was taken to Nobles Hospital following the crash. He'd suffered a collapsed lung, blurred vision, and broken bones, including 3 ribs and his right foot. Efforts are now underway to raise £200,000 to aid Maria in her long road to recovery. I sat down with manager Alan to find out more about the GoFundMe fundraiser.
Unfortunately, they're going down towards Brandish. A hare has run out literally right in front of them. Unavoidable, no matter what they did. They've hit the hare and they've had a horrific accident. Both of them very, very battered up. Sean, not in a good way, but most of his things are just, it's broken bones. We're motorcycle racers. We get these. We know we're going to heal. They're going to hurt. They're going to be sore. They're going to be painful. But you're going to heal. Maria, unfortunately, has had 2 vertebrae damaged in her spine. She's got spinal cord damage. And she's now going to have life-changing sort of consequences because of that.
And the information about her injuries has been released with her permission. Effectively, she is now paralysed.
Currently, as it stands at the moment, yes, she's paralysed from... She broke T5, T6 vertebrae. She's paralysed from that point down. You can Google away. You'll see this is very roughly midpoint in your chest. Current status is she's paralysed. We're hopeful that something can be done. We know that that's probably not a very easy thing. But there are specialists somewhere in the world. We don't know. Who knows what can be done and who knows what modern science is going to come up with next year.
Now, let me just take you back to that Tuesday evening. Were you watching?
We were. She wasn't actually one of the outfits, the sidecar outfits that was being followed at the time. And then it very quickly became apparent. Well, there was a red flag. It very quickly became apparent that, to us, that it was Maria and Sean. And then you sort of lose contact, which is the norm, and we expect that. And it's quite an anxious time then to try and find out what's happened. But yeah.
When you realise that it's somebody you know, that it's somebody you manage, they obviously got medical attention to them very quickly. They were both taken up to Nobles. From your perspective, what happened? Do you just fly up to the hospital to be there to meet them? How does that sort of play out, if you like?
You get confirmation of who it is, and obviously everybody in the paddock knows everybody in the paddock, really. So whoever it is, you're always going to have grave concern. But when it's somebody that you are absolutely linked to, then yeah, I mean, your first thought is, have we done anything wrong? I mean, the guys that build the outfit for her are distraught trying to work out, you know, was there something wrong? Did something fail? Did a part fail? We very quickly found out that that there was a hair involved, and so it was an unavoidable. It wasn't mechanical error. It wasn't mechanic error. It wasn't a component failure. It wasn't driver or passenger error. It was one of those freak accidents where wildlife has decided to join us.
We know that Maria was stabilised on the island, the medical team here looking after her, and then she was flown to the UK. So as I understand it, she's now in Walton receiving the specialist treatment that she needs there. You've obviously spent some time there with her. How is she coping with what's happened to her?
I mean, if I'm brutally honest, she's probably better than you would think at times and worse than you can imagine at times. I mean, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the medical staff at Nobles and the marshals and the medical staff linked to the TT. I don't know the names of a lot of the doctors and nurses that helped her at Nobles, but I do know there was a surgeon there. I believe he was a surgeon called Pedro. And there was a consultant, Mr. David Fisher, who was, they were both absolutely fantastic, and they treated both Maria and Sean really, really well. She's over at the Walton Centre now, which is a specialist neurological centre in Liverpool. She swings from positive to what can I do? How can I make my life better? How can I move on from this? To, I think, quite naturally being very, very angry about why has this happened to me? This is not fair. It's the end of the world and so forth. And I think all of these emotions are perfectly natural. I think we'd all go through them. So you know, at times she's doing really well. At times she's doing really badly.
Now, the fundraiser, which was done with her permission, it's attracted a lot of attention already. I mean, just as we're sitting here talking about it, it continues to gain momentum. Tell me about why you've come up with that figure.
When you look at what she's going to need with her current paralysis from chest down, her home won't be livable for her at the moment. She won't be able to have any form of independence at the moment, whether that be vehicles or whatever. So she's probably going to need to move home. She's going to need wider doorways. She's going to need wheelchair accessible bits and pieces. And whether that's kitchen worktops have got to be lower, showers have got to be made up for her, whether you need hoist, whether you need whatever it may be. And then on top of that, my aim will be to find her whatever care anywhere in the world so that we can fix her, basically. And the hope for that would be that she does regain her mobility to her legs. Unfortunately, medical procedures anywhere in the world are not cheap. And the NHS are a fantastic service, but they're probably not geared up to do what I would want for her. So the more money I can raise, the more hope I have of helping her walk again.
People are very nervous about scams, about the use of artificial intelligence, etc. But you are here sitting telling us this fundraiser is 100% legitimate. It's got Maria's backing. So people can donate to it in good faith.
Oh, my God, absolutely. None of us are technical. The people that have been involved in it now, other than the guy that did the background and working it out for me, we're not technical. So, no, it's absolutely, unfortunately, 100% legitimate. On her behalf, I can assure you, she's thanks you from the bottom of her heart.
There has been such a swell of support for her. She's such a popular competitor.
Oh, she's loved throughout the racing community, that's for sure. To be honest, since it went live, I haven't spoken to Maria. She's been having more x-rays and some more tests. We're sort of trying to not overwhelm her with too much at the moment. But I've been on the phone a few times since it was launched with her sister Tina, who I think, frankly, is in shock at the amount of love and sort of people wanting to help, sort of an outpouring of that from everybody. And again, from Tina's point of view and Maria's nephew, which is George, that they are absolutely overwhelmed by the amount of support that's coming so far, and it's only day one.
Now, you are obviously speaking to Manx Radio, the national broadcaster on the Isle of Man. We obviously have our FM service. We also have our Manx Radio Motorsport service too, which is incredibly popular over this fortnight. You've got a captive audience. You're speaking to a lot of motorsport fans here. What would be your message to them?
We all know the risks of the TT, and everybody that's involved in the TT analyses those risks and takes it on board. And what we do is a passion, but we do know the risk. And unfortunately, every now and then, one of those risks comes up and bites us. And it's been there's been other things happen this week that we know. To be brutally honest, my concentration is towards Maria. She's got lots of issues and lots of things that she's going to need very, very quickly, and also possibly for the rest of her life. And I just want to do the best I can for her to make sure that she has the best quality of life and the best independence that she can have from this point going forward. If anybody wants to donate, then thank you. Please do so. Whatever amount, it all helps, you know. And if you can't, then you can't. But if you can let somebody else know that you think might want to donate because they can, then please share it. You can go onto Maria's own. It's Maria Costello Racing. You can go onto there. You can see the link. You can go and clarify it. You can check with anybody you want to make sure this is real. Unfortunately, it is real. I so wish it wasn't real, but it is. She needs everybody's help now. She's given 30 years of her life to racing on this island. I'd like to see her here back next year. She probably, no doubt, won't be racing, but I'd like to get her back here next year. And I don't know, maybe we can do a parade lap for her with.
In a statement, Isle of Man TT Races said, "We continue to communicate with and support Maria, her family and team at this time. The thoughts of everyone at the Isle of Man TT Races are with Maria, her family, friends and team." You can find a link to the Maria Costello MBE Road to Recovery fundraiser in the notes or at manxradio.com.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.